Manu Patra alerts dated the 12th of July 2018. Supreme Court has said that protecting Taj Mahal has become a hopeless cause in Slam Center. Uttar Pradesh government and Archaeological Survey of India for their apathy in protecting the monument from pollution. Supreme Court has given green signal for Tamil Nadu Premier League, TNPL, to continue with players who are registered with the Tamil Nadu Cricket Association, TNCA. Supreme Court has reiterated that evidence of the eyewitnesses cannot be doubted on the ground that they did not intervene in the attack nor made attempts to save the deceased. Delhi High Court has opened up a closed opportunity for an aspiring medico to register for the second round of counselling for deemed universities after the due date. Delhi High Court has held that there cannot be an absolute rider that the entire maintenance amount, as granted by the trial court, should be deposited prior to the entertainment of the statutory remedy. Delhi High Court has asked the city government to explain reasons and circumstances behind its proposal to install over 1.4 lakh CCTV cameras inside classrooms in state-run schools. Uttarakhand High Court has directed the state government to appoint special educators in all government-aided and unaided private schools for children with special needs, and the school premises and transportation is made barrier-free. Bombay High Court has held that there needs to be a direct nexus between the cost of higher education paid by an SSC and the business activities of the SSC in order for such cost to be claimed as business expenditure under the Income Tax Act, 1961. Calcutta High Court has held that additional director of Directorate of Revenue Intelligence is not entitled to invoke Section 124 of Customs Act, 1962 to issue show cause notice for the confiscation of goods. Delhi High Court has held that offence of dishonour of cheque under Section 138 of Negotiable Instruments Act is attracted even if the cheque was issued in respect of sale consideration which was not disclosed in the sale deed. Kerala High Court has held that the department cannot insist SSE to make payment in cash or demand draft to release goods under Kerala Goods and Services Tax, KGST, Act, 2017 when the penalty amount has already been remitted by the SSE using the GST portal. Bombay High Court has refused to allow flower vendors to hawk their wares within 150 meters of railway stations. Bombay High Court has directed the officials of Maharashtra Pollution Control Board, MPCB, to record the ambient noise decibel levels at South Mumbai's Cuff Parade area during the night hours,